Chapter 5, Birds of a Feather. "Where's Emerson?" Camille asked. Willa ran up to the chicken coop.
"She can't leave Princess Peek," said Willa.
"Aw, that's too bad," said Kendall.
"She should be here to sing happy birthday to the new chicks."
"Oh, look," said Ashley. The girls watched briefless as Peckity Pickity Pick, the chicks pecked holes from inside their eggshells. Then Peckity Pickity Peck, they made the holes bigger. Then crack, the eggs cracked. Then wobbledy wobbledy wobble, the eggs wobble. Then at last, the chicks pushed themselves out and said, "Hello."
"Congratulations, Queen Ruby," said Austin. "You have two new chicks."
"Pop," said Queen Ruby proudly. She fluffed her feathers and hung her down on her nest.
Queen Ruby is staying on her nest
and keeping her hatchlings warm," said Kendall. "Let's go tell Emerson the good news."
"Princess Peep has two sisters," Ashton announced,
"and Queen Ruby is right on top of them, keeping them cozy."
"Oh, I'm glad." She sounded tired.
"We're sorry you missed the eggs hatching."
"Me too," said Camille.
"Me too," said Emerson.
"What's the matter, Emerson?" asked Willa kindly. Emerson looked over at Princess Peep,
who was finally asleep in her box.
"Being a mother hen is hard," Emerson said.
"I love Princess Peep," Emerson said.
"But taking care of her is a big responsibility. I feel terrible when she got stuck behind the flowers.
Pots,
what if she had been hurt? It would have been my fault."
"She's fine," said Kendall, patting Emerson's arm.
Emerson shook her head. "At first, I was so happy that Princess Peep imprinted on me and loved me best," she admitted. "Now, well, I'm tired of being a mother hen."
"I think we can help you," said Willa. She was looking at the book from Mr. Louis.
"This book tells how to return a chick to its mother after they have been separated. Do you want to try it?"
"As long as Princess Peep will be safe and happy," said Emerson.
"Okay," said Willa. "We'll meet at the chicken coop." She checked the book again and then said, "Tonight, that night, Aunt Miranda and the girls brought Princess Peep to the chicken coop. Queen Ruby and the two newly hatched eggs were sleeping. Carefully, Aunt Miranda slipped Princess Peep into the nest under Queen Ruby. Clucked Queen Ruby, half opened her eyes. The girls said, and Miranda held their breath. Queen Ruby rustled her feathers a bit and then and closed her eyes and went back to sleep. Phew, sighed Kendall. Do you think she'll notice there are three chicks in her nest now? Asked Camille.
We won't know until the morning, said Willa. We'll just have to wait and see.
The next morning, the girls hurried to the chicken coop.
The plan worked, said Kendall. Queen Ruby is being a mother hen, a mother to Princess Peep, just as we hoped.
Queen Ruby tilted her head and stared at the girls with her bright black eyes.
Bah, she said in her most queenly manner. Her three little chicks peeked their heads out from beneath their hair. They all chirped hello happily. Then Queen Ruby gently nudged them back under her feathers. Princess Peep likes being here with Queen Ruby and the other chicks, said Willa. It's like the old saying, birds of a feather flock together.
Are you sad that Princess Peep likes Queen Ruby and the chicks more than she likes you? Camille asked Emerson.
No, said Emerson. She grinned. I'll always love Princess Peep. She's fun, but you guys are more fun and a lot less work and worry, said Emerson, saying,
you can be a chicken's friend, but don't be its mother hen. Chicks are cute and lots of fun, peeping, cheeping on the run. Before friends, both smart and sweet, while they wish your